It is a dark brown or black mineral. And when newly mined, it gleams with a metallic luster. Its sources are few. Its demand enormous. It is almost indispensable in modern warfare. Its name is wolfram. And from it is derived tungsten, which is an essential ingredient of the high-speed special steels required for the deadly precision weapons of war today. Around it was fought one of the bitterest undercover campaigns of the last war.
You are listening to Tales of the Foreign Service, one of a series presented by the NBC University of the Air, written and produced in cooperation with the State Department, and dedicated to the men of the Foreign Service. The material used in this series is based upon the confidential files of the State Department, much of it never before released to the public. Our program for tonight is The Secret War for Wolfram.
There is only one important source for the ore wolfram, from which tungsten is made. It is found only in the Iberian Peninsula, Spain, and Portugal. From the beginning of the Allied campaign to starve Germany of the essential materials of war, wolfram was high on the contraband list. But wolfram did not come to Germany across the ocean, where the Allied blockade could intercept it. Wolfram came from Spain, whence it could be shipped overland through Vichy, France, to German factories. There was only one way to stop the shipments at their source in Spain. But the Spanish government, for reasons of its own, refused to forbid the export of wolfram to Germany. And when diplomatic efforts had failed to bring the Spanish government into line with Allied policy, the Department of State tried a new weapon.
The shipment of oil and other petroleum products from the United States to Spain is hereby prohibited. The embargo will remain in effect until the Spanish government is willing to reduce drastically its shipments of wolfram ore to Germany.
For several months, the embargo remained in effect. Then the oil-starved Spanish government reluctantly capitulated to the American terms. And that day, Bill Jordan, young American Foreign Service officer in Madrid, was summoned to the office of his chief to receive the most important assignment of his career.
Sit down, Bill.
Thanks.
You may have seen in today's dispatches that the Spanish government has agreed to our terms on the shipment of wolfram ore to Germany.
Yes, sir, I saw that. The quota is 15 tons a month, isn't that right?
Quite right. Pity we couldn't make it no tons a month, but we can't afford to drive the Germans too far. And 15 tons is only a fraction of what the German war industry needs. Now, that means the Germans are going to make every effort, short of an invasion of Spain, to get more wolfram out.
Beat the quota by smuggling,
Most probably. And with the current friendly relations between Germany and Spain, the Spanish custom officials cannot be counted upon to watch out very carefully for contraband cargoes.
Aren't we allowed an observer in the frontier zone to take care of that?
Yes, we are. And that's why I sent for you, Bill.
Oh?
It's an important job, Bill. I can't stress too much how important it is. If we can keep wolfram out of German hands, we may shorten the war by months.
Don't you think we need more than one man on a job like that, sir?
Of course I do. But one observer is all the Spanish government will allow. Now, that means you're going to have to be in 10 places at once on a 24-hour basis. Think you can handle it?
I'd like to try, sir.
Good. You'll be thoroughly briefed in the next 24 hours by intelligence. And remember, it's absolutely vital that we keep Germany from getting this ore. Good luck, Bill.
This is the physical report to help you identify Wilson, Mr. Jordan. It is an isomorphous mixture of the tungstates of iron and manganese. The color is dark brown or black. Hardness, 5 to 5.5. Density, 7.2 to 7.5.
Wolfram is found in western Spain, and the probable route of smugglers will be to Irun, the nearest frontier town, directly across from Ondai, France. Also, there are 1,000 tons of wolfram belonging to the Germans stored in warehouses at Irun now.
Here are your maps of the frontier zone. Now, you'll notice that two railroads and two highways cross the frontier at Irun. All of these must be watched, as well as the fishing villages and the mountain roads.
Thoroughly briefed by intelligence officers, Foreign Service officer Bill Jordan leaves for Irun, armed only with his map, code, his native wit, and his courage. His first step upon his arrival at Irun is to call upon a high Spanish official.
So, you are the American observer in this zone, eh? What can I do for you, senor?
Well, first of all, I would like to have a letter from you authorizing me to examine all invoices of cargoes crossing the frontier for Germany and to accompany the custom inspectors in their examinations of the goods.
A letter, eh? See, I think that can be arranged. Anything else?
Yes. There are 1,000 tons of wolfram stored here near Irun by the Germans. They're almost certain to try and smuggle it across the border. That wolfram should be moved back to Madrid, so the Allies can keep a check on it.
Well, that will be quite unnecessary. We have custom officials at every point on the border where the Germans might attempt to smuggle the goods across.
Custom officials have been bribed.
You speak as though the Spanish officials were corrupt and would permit a violation of the law? As a matter of fact, the presence of an observer here is quite unnecessary. There will be no smuggling of wolfram.
You won't help me, then?
But, senor, of course I will help you. I will give you the letter you wish. But you must be reasonable in what you ask. I cannot move other people's property out of the warehouses where they have stored it simply because you have a suspicious nature.
Now, wait a minute.
If you can bring any proof of smuggling, senor, perhaps my attitude would be different. Until then, you must rely on my good faith.
Very well, then. Good day, senor.
Good day. I will have the letter prepared and delivered to you.
Thank you.
Senor.
Hmm? Oh, good morning. Colonel, isn't it?
I see. Come over here. I wish to speak to you.
Sure. What is it?
You have been asking our cooperation in preventing the smuggling of wolfram over the border, huh?
Yes. How did you know?
Your arrival here has not gone unnoticed, Senor Jordan. There are many eyes watching you this night. You did not forget what you asked for, no?
No, I got the brochure.
The brochure, yes. It will continue to be like that, senor. If you manage to intercept the shipment, you will have to send for the civil guard to make the arrest. And by the time the soldiers arrive, the evidence will have disappeared and the smugglers too.
Yes, that's a possibility.
It's more than a possibility, senor. It's a certainty. If you ask the authorities for help in the usual way. But if you report your findings direct to me,
yes,
I will act on my own initiative. The guard will arrive on time to make the arrest.
How do I reach you?
Here is my card. Call me at that number.
Colonel Gonzalez.
That is my name. Yours, I know. And Now, is there anything I can do for you immediately, Senor George?
Oh, yes. I'd like to have the name of a trustworthy man who knows the country to drive for me.
A trustworthy man. See. Try Pedro Montes at the Iberian Cafe. He will help you.
Pedro Montes. Thanks. May I ask what your interest is in this, Colonel?
The less you know, the better, amigo. Do not attempt to reach me unless you have proof of the smuggling attempt.
To American Consulate San Sebastian. Attention, intelligence officer. Request particulars, record, and reliability, Juan Gonzalez, Colonel, Civil Guard, Irun. Also, Pedro Montes, Cafe Proprietor, Irun. Signed, Jordan.
Colonel Gonzalez believes to have Republican anti-German sympathies. Pedro Montes, former member, Basque Nationalist Movement during Civil War. Both believed reliable.
Pedro Montes?
Si.
I need someone to drive my car who knows the frontier country. You want the job?
You are American, no?
That's right.
May I ask to thank you, senor?
Colonel Gonzalez gave me your name.
So? Then I will take the job.
The point is this, Pedro. I want to build up a volunteer spy ring operating out of each village that will let me know of any suspicious activities or any secret shipments passing through.
So?
I want to know which custom officials can be trusted and which ones the Germans can bribe. The Germans will have to use Spanish workers to ship the ore. Now, I want contacts among those workers. They could let me know exactly what's going on.
And how, senor, would you build this spy ring?
I can't without your help. I want to visit each village and talk to the people there who are for the Allies and who can be made to see what it means to us to keep this from out of German hands. I don't know who these people are, but you can help me there. Can't you?
Si, senor. I think I can help.
Your contact in the next village is Rodriguez Pico. Send any messages you have to him. He will pass it on, and it will go from village to village until it reaches me. You understand?
I see, Senor Jordan. I am proud to help you.
I want to know which of your superiors you think is acting for the Germans and which can be trusted. I want to know of any suspicious shipments that pass through this customs office, even if they've been cleared. Do you understand?
Here is the door, dear. When you get inside, do not stare at anyone, do not ask questions. Do whatever you are told.
I understand.
All right, then.
Who is there?
Pedro Montes.
And who is that with you?
The American.
Come inside.
Over here. Amigos. This is the American who has a message for you. Senor Jordan.
I'm told that you are the leaders of the resistance movement against fascism in this section of the country. You can help the Allies to win in a very simple way. Get to your followers and tell them to have nothing to do with any shipments of wolfram to Germany. If they hear of any shipments, have them let me know. I am watched by enemy agents, so it will not be safe for them to contact me directly. But my car is always parked in front of Pedro's cafe. The doors of the car will be locked, but one window will be open an inch. A message can be dropped through the opening and will be safe until I unlock the car and get it. If the car is not in front of the cafe, messages can be left in the cafe with Senora Montes, Pedro's wife. Will you tell your men what Wolfram means to the fascist army? Will you cooperate with the Allied embargo?
Smugglers, nationalists, patriots, the simple artisan, merchant, peasant, men who cherish the freedom of the human spirit, these were the elements Bill Jordan forged into a strong chain of observers covering the frontier, watching for the illegal shipments of wolfram. And then came the first break. A message dropped into Jordan's car.
15 tons of wolfram will be moved from the Bianchi warehouse on 3 trucks tonight. The trucks will cross the frontier at the Ondai Bridge. Custom officials have been bribed to open the barrier half an hour earlier than the usual opening time to let the trucks through unobserved.
Wake up,
Peter.
What?
Okay,
wait a minute.
Oh, Pedro. What is it?
Read this, quick.
15 tons of wolfram will be moved. Where did you get there?
I come home very late. A little expedition, you know. I look in the car, there's no seat there.
What time is it now?
It's nearly 5:30. The customs open at 6.
But if they open a half hour early, well, maybe we can make it. If any sort of a hitch, we can catch them. Run down and get the car started. I'll be with you as soon as I get my pen. Ah, too late. Not a sign of
I'm sorry.
Not your fault, Pedro. You drove like a fiend.
You wish to cross the frontier, senores?
No. You're open early this morning.
It was for a special shipment of perishable food.
Oh, shipment of food in truck?
Three trucks.
And you passed the shipment?
Well, but of course.
And France, guess we can get back to bed, Pedro.
Good day, senor.
Good day. Okay, Pedro, tough luck. Oh, hello, Juan.
Didn't you do something?
No, I'm only a guide. I'm not an inspector. I see what I can do not.
Well, that's all right, Juan. I think I've got enough to make an official complaint to the government.
An anonymous message. The testimony of a guard who did not inspect the shipment. And for that, you wish me to move tons of ore from here to Madrid.
So long as that ore remains here, there will be attempts to smuggle it out.
There is no smuggling across the Spanish border.
I tell you, the custom officials were bribed. They opened the barrier a half hour earlier than the legal hour.
Half hour early. See, that is sometimes arranged when shippers have a perishable cargo. Naturally, they recompense the custom officials for their extra time and trouble. But to talk of bribery is absurd.
Senor, there is no doubt whatever that 15 tons of wolfram crossed the border illegally at 5:30 this morning.
On the contrary, there is every doubt in the world. There is no smuggling across the Spanish border. That is final.
Only one thing we can do to get action out of the government, Pedro. We've got to catch the smugglers with the goods.
See.
Then we can throw it into the teeth of these axis-loving officials and force them to take action. I'll get it. Jordan.
Mr. Bill Jordan.
That's right.
Every move you make is watched, Mr. Jordan. You will not be allowed to interfere with our plan. If you persist in meddling, the consequences will be unfortunate for you. That is all.
That's not all, you lisping hunk of sauerkraut. Hey, hung up.
It was a threat, no?
Yes, Pedro, a threat and a mistake. They're out in the open now. It means we're too close on their trail for comfort. Next time, we'll get them.
Next time, an anonymous phone call a few days later.
Drive out 1 kilometer on the Santos Portos Road tonight until you reach a lighted lantern by the side of the road. Pick up the lantern and walk across the field on your right until you come to a deserted wine cellar. Arrive there at 10 o'clock precisely. You are warned to come alone and to carry the lantern. Do you understand?
Yes, I understand. I'll be there. There's the lantern.
I come with you, dear.
Why? Afraid of a trap?
Perhaps. I do not like these arrangements. Let me come with you, dear.
Oh, now, don't worry. This is just some woman with a jitters who doesn't want to be seen talking to me.
Ah.
You wait here. Don't worry if I'm not back right away. This may take a little time. Can't see a thing. Darn lantern. It looks like steps to him. Yeah, the wine cellar.
Mr. Jordan.
That's me.
Put out your lantern and come inside.
Okay. Can't see much. This way?
Yes, that is all right.
Well, hocus pocus.
It is as much as my life is worth to be seen talking to you.
Really?
It is true. Not the Spanish, the Germans. They would kill me.
I see. What did you want to tell me?
I know that the Germans have hidden 30 tons of Wilson. It is in a farmhouse near the frontier. They will move it across into France tomorrow night.
And you know the farmhouse?
See? It is my house and yours.
Oh?
For $3,000, I will take you there.
Oh, I see. $3,000.
My husband is in the house. He is working for the Germans. He will be captured if you ask for my information. I will be alone, senor. I have my own life. $3,000 is not too much for a life.
I haven't got $3,000.
But you can get it.
Probably. If you're telling the truth. But first, I want to see the Wolfram.
I can trust you.
If you're telling the truth, you'll get your money. Now, take me to the house.
Follow the small road to the left until you reach the sea, then turn right. In half a kilometer, you will come to a house. That is where the Wolfram is.
You are not coming with us, Senora?
I dare not. If there is trouble and they recognize me.
I see. What are you going to do?
I go back to town now and hide.
Okay.
And my money?
If the Wolfram is there, your money will be waiting for you at Pedro's Cafe within 2 days.
You despise me, do you not, Senora? Believe me, I would help you alive for nothing. But it is hard to give up one person. And I will be alone.
I understand, Senora. Come on, Pedro. Let's get going. That's the house. Right ahead.
You think you can find it again in daylight?
Sure, easily.
Then we will not go any closer now. There may be a guard.
I've got to go closer. I'm going into the house.
But that is crazy. They do not move the Wolfram until tomorrow night. We have plenty of time. We will return the soldiers in the morning. That way there is no risk.
Look, Pedro, I've got to be sure there's Wolfram in the house before I call the guard. No. If we give a false lead just once, the Spanish will refuse to investigate any of our complaints from then on. I can't afford to be wrong. I've got to see what's in that house.
Then I go with you.
No, Pedro, it's silly to risk both our lives.
I go with you, Bill.
Okay, then. You're stupid and you look like a gargoyle, but let's go. Looks like the kitchen window.
Is it locked?
I'll see. No. Give me a board,
please.
Okay. I'm in. There's a new one.
See.
Now what?
We must look for the cellar door.
I don't need your light. It's too dangerous.
Listen.
Well, someone's still awake. If I don't get hungry.
I do not like.
I do not like either. Here's the door.
Shall I use the light?
Okay, careful with it.
Sure, sure, sure. See, this is it. Steps going down. Come on, Bill. Close the door behind you.
Okay. See anything?
Not yet.
See. That's it. Wolfram, give me the light.
Here.
That's on it.
Quick, under the step. Who is there? Answer our troops. Answer, I say.
You want another light, Hans?
No, man, here, I can see. There's nothing here. See, it was red.
When the Nazis were up, there will be no more acts. Come on, Hans, this departing color ball.
Yeah, man, here.
Pedro.
See?
Wait 5 minutes, then get on back to the car and notify Colonel Gonzalez. If we're lucky, we're not only going to capture some Wolfram, we'll get a couple of German intelligence agents, too. Boy, will that make headlines.
But what about you, Bill?
I'm going to wait here until you get back with the guard. I'm not going to take any chances on these birds getting the wind up and moving this stuff tonight.
You will take my pistol, then.
Yes, I'd better have a pistol. Never fired one, but you never can tell.
Open up, in the name of the law.
What is the meaning of this? Who are you?
Colonel Gonzalez, Spanish Civil Guard. You are under arrest. Covering sergeant.
See,
the house is surrounded. Resistance is futile. Stand back and let us in.
This is an outrage. What do you want?
30 tons of wool from an eagle.
It is this way, Colonel. Bill, you are all right?
Sure, those are Wolfram. Those Gestapo boys are sure right about the rat down here. All I could do to keep them taking a pot shot at them.
I have been in contact with Madrid, Senor Jordan. And my government feels that in view of the unfortunate circumstances you have uncovered, and the incontrovertible proof that German agents had been operating on Spanish soil, all the Wolfram ore stored here in Irun will be moved to Madrid at once, as you request.
I'm informed that my government will no longer be satisfied with that step, sir. We want all Wolfram belonging to German aid confiscated.
Wolfram was not won in a single battle. But from his first victory over the Axis, Bill Jordan and his volunteer agents went on to successive triumphs. While British and American agents kept a tight check on all purchases and shipments of the ore from mines and stores, until a desperate, Wolfram-starved Germany was eventually forced to attempt importing the ore from Japanese-occupied territory in submarines they vitally needed for the war in the Atlantic. Won by any single person. But Bill Jordan's great success on the Spanish frontier was an outstanding campaign in that war and an enduring testimonial to the ingenuity and courage of the American Foreign Service officer.
You've been listening to Tales of the Foreign Service, one of a series presented by the NBC University of the Air, written and produced in cooperation with the State Department, and based upon confidential State Department files.